Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Pix106. Good morning.
Hey, it's Michael. I got Jim for you.
Awesome.
Jim, you're on with Quinn and Cantera.
Jim Florentine.
Hello.
How are you?
What's going on?
Welcome back to the show, sir.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit. Last time we saw you in person, I think,
it
right?
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing here, man.
Bite the bullet. Your new special is up, and it's totally free. You're giving it away, Jim.
Look, if you can't, that's the comic model now. If you can't get a Netflix special, which, you know, it's all about diversity now, so I probably don't fit into that category anymore, which is fine. But you get more people actually watching it if you instead of putting it on like Amazon Prime and you have to put it behind a paywall and the people rent it or buy it, you put it on free on YouTube. People will make donations if they want it.
Sure.
Even if they don't, they just get to see your material.
Right, and then they very well may go see you when we get through the pandemic. But it's really funny. Quinn and I have been watching it. It's about 50 minutes of straight comedy from Jim Florentine. It's called Bite the Bullet. Find it on YouTube.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, in research and, you know, knowing that we were going to talk to you, I was going through some other questions that I had written down, like, for previous interviews, and I cannot figure out why I have this question down. Maybe you can help me out. I have a question. Jim, have you ever used vinyl as a weapon? Does that make any sense to you?
No, but I probably, when I was a kid, like, we bought, like, these really crummy albums at, like, a garage sale, and then we just throw them at each other.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
It's like Shaun of the Dead is how they kill one zombie.
Perfect.
In the backyard.
That's right.
Jim.
Well, there you go.
Is this true? Wikipedia. Can I trust Wikipedia said you wanted to open a hot dog business in Florida? Is that true?
No.
What? Did you?
Actually, my dad did that.
Yeah,
what happened
yeah.
was,
it's my okay. your dad. What were you gonna do?
No, well, I was a sophomore in high school, and my dad had a great job in Manhattan, making a lot of money, and he decided he wanted to open like a food truck route in Florida, where those food trucks go to the construction sites and serve the construction workers.
Right.
So we moved the whole family from New Jersey to Florida in the middle of my high school to go down there. He bought like a route with these four like old lunch trucks. And, it just didn't work out at all because it's like, you know, all this work.
Damn it.
And then we wound up moving back like 2 years later. So it was his idea. I didn't want to go. I hated it. All of a sudden I was hanging out with my friends. Now I'm in a private Catholic school with long hair. You know, wearing Ozzy Osbourne shirts.
Right.
They thought I was the devil.
Did your dad blow all your inheritance on four food trucks?
Well, there's seven kids, so there wasn't a lot of inheritance when he passed away, you know.
Got it.
Hey. No, go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
No, but yeah, look, that was his dream, and I respect it now, looking back. He's like, hey, I always wanted to do this. I took a chance.
Right.
It didn't work out.
That's cool.
Then, you know, it was fine.
So, Jim, open. I guess help me understand the comic's mind in the COVID crisis. Like, I'm looking at Jim Brewer. I see how Jim Brewer's feeling. I look at Patton Oswalt. I see how Patton Oswalt's feeling. But I'm seeing. I was at Bill's Bar in off of Lansdowne in Boston last week, and I saw this. You know, like up and coming comics. There were only 70 seats available, and I'm like, this is all they got. They need to get out there on stage. That's why they're so vocal about it. And they're like, screw COVID. Am I right there?
Yeah, I mean, you realize when this thing hit that, you know, comedians weren't essential at all. They didn't need us, you know, so everything got shut down for us. So we started doing shows in parking lots, outside, wherever they could put a stage up under a tree. I was doing it. I felt like an open micer again, but I just needed to get up on stage.
Right.
It's almost like going to the gym, like a guy that works out at the gym all the time and the gym's closed. You're like, what do I do? This is what I do. So,
but what gets
it? And then when they started separating everybody, we had to be 6 feet apart. That's not conducive to comedy. You need people right on top of each other so the laughter spreads.
Right.
That's the best crowd. But then you deal with it. Like, all right, everyone's spread out, 20 people. All over the place. This isn't ideal either. This is terrible if there wasn't a pandemic, but we'll deal with it because at least we can get up on stage.
Quinn brought mentioned Jim Brewer. He's gone kind of way right and taken this kind of, I don't know, I don't recognize Jim Brewer anymore. Are you friends with him? Have you been following him?
Yeah, no, I know Jim. I know Jim for a long time. I think he moved down to Florida now. Look, whatever, you know, I don't know, whatever he believes in. I mean, he's a funny dude. You can't take it away from that guy. Just pumps out material, does different comedy specials and stuff. Look, I'm friends with guys that are far left. I'm friends with guys that are far right.
That's
so
true, yeah.
I don't care about people's politics or what they believe in. That's never bothered me. I've always been a big, huge Ted Nugent fan, and I've been a huge, you know, Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello fan, and they're on the complete opposite. No, and they're actually friends in real life, those two.
They talk
all the time on the phone.
Would you be friends with an ABBA and Bette Midler fan?
That might be tough. I mean, I don't know what we would talk about.
Well,
the only museum
take ABBA out. I mean, maybe Bette Midler would work.
Jim Florentine, did you hear the Foo Fighters Bee Gees album? Did you like it?
Come on,
no,
dude.
I pretend that didn't exist.
Come on, Jim.
No, please.
Listen, that was...
I'm with Florentine on this one.
Yeah, I know. It's not easy to stomach. I loved it. But then again,
I pretended it didn't happen. You know, sometimes bands put out things that you're like, I'm just going to... Metallica with the Lulu album with Lou Reed. I listened to it once. I go, but I'm going to ignore it. I go, they're allowed to do a little side project, but I don't have to. I don't have to look at it. If I don't look at it, it didn't happen in my eyes. So I want nothing to do with the Bee Gees and Foo Fighters.
Go to jimflorentine.com and watch Bite the Bullet. Free to the public. It's fan supported. Jim, you've got what, one child, right?
Yeah, I got one, an 11-year-old boy.
Are you wading into the pronoun pool? Because I've got a daughter who wants to be a them, they, not a she, her.
I don't know. My kid's, you know, he's 11.
Yeah.
He's got a penis, and all of a sudden now he's taking 3-hour showers. So I think he's a he.
He's definitely a he. But does he identify as a he, Jim? You've got to be careful.
Only
now.
In the shower.
Yeah, my water bill is out of control. I'm on a payment plan with my water bill. I'd say he's a he. I have no chance of him being a she or a them or a they. He's a he.
Was it weird for you when your son was working or was going to school remotely?
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, you know, you couldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, they're home all day, and they're bored.
Can't call Jim Brewer to babysit.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, luckily, they're still back at school now. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Right,
but, yeah, it was really rough just having them around. I'm like, ugh. You know, it's almost like being married and like, oh, your wife, could you just go to the store at least? Give me a break.
There was a lot of that in the pandemic. A lot of that.
Jim, are you not married?
No, I'm divorced.
Do you picture yourself, as the days wane away, do you picture yourself dying alone? Or with somebody. Yeah, okay.
Probably dying alone.
But you got the house.
That appeals to me.
Didn't you get the house in the divorce?
Yes, I got the house. So what else do I need?
Congratulations.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? If you meet somebody, that's fine. The problem is, you know, I'm middle-aged. I'm divorced with a kid, so I got baggage. I got to meet someone else that's middle-aged around my age that's divorced with kids. And now they just want to travel. You know, they're at the point where their husband that they just broke up with after 20 years didn't do anything. And now it's me. Now I meet him. Like, you want to go kayaking? Let's go to, the Grand Canyon. Let's go look at mountains. I don't want to see any. Let's go look at statues in Europe. I don't want, no.
You get to a certain age and you just don't have the energy to be that phony for even a short period of time.
Exactly.
I just can't lie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure, Jim Florentine. Go to our Facebook page, and you'll see all the links. You'll see his Venmo, his PayPal, and you'll be able to see the whole thing. You go ahead and watch it for free, but if you enjoy it, go throw him some dough.
Bite the bullet. It's really funny, Jim. Good job.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Jim Florentine. It's Quinn and Cantera, Picks 106.